Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take podcast. Almost getting up there to episode 300 soon enough. We'll be there come draft time, I think, if I'm doing my calculations correctly. But for right now, we're here to preview the final game of the NFL regular season for the New York Giants. And it'll be where they land, as they have already been and have been in the last few weeks, eliminated from the NFL playoffs. So sure, you can say in a way that this game doesn't mean much, and maybe it doesn't, but it's also the final glimpses we might see of a lot of Giants players wearing blue against the Eagles at home at 4:25 on Sunday. And we'll get into that because the timing was not confirmed when we did our recap episode of the Rams game. Now it is. You know, if you want to listen to some anger and devastation, you can check that episode out. That was a fun one for us to do. But for right now, what we can say is that, yes, it might be the end, but it doesn't mean it's the end for us. We're still going to have recap episodes and or a recap episode after this game and then get into the fun stuff, right? Free agency and scouting for the draft, which is honestly my favorite part of because the Giants have sucked every single year besides the 1 year last year that we've had this podcast. So we very much enjoyed the offseason more than the season episodes, to be completely frank with everyone. That's what I have to say. I think Alex would agree with me on that, that we honestly have more enjoyment with our offseason coverage. So, yeah, all I have to say for you listening is definitely stay tuned because we're not going anywhere. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been a long, bumpy road this season, and the fact that we're kind of finally at the end, it almost feels surreal, to be completely honest. It's kind of like, is it actually over? Is the pain over? Could the Giants, you know, I don't even know what at this point. They can't do anything because they're officially eliminated, obviously, with their, 5-10 record, 5-11, one or the other. It's just, I don't even know what to say at this point. It's just, you're kind of, like you said, Josh, just looking towards the offseason, and free agency is going to be important, even bigger than it was last year. We got quite a bit of money, quite a few, you know, personal free agents on our team, quite a lot of free agents out in the market. And then obviously you're going out into the draft. We have 2 second round picks. We have a first, you know, a very early first round pick, no matter whether we win or lose this one. We have a pretty, decent draft ammo to either move up, move down, whatever Joe Shane and company, think they need to do. And then obviously because it's a poor season, we'll also have some coaching adjustments, I'm sure. I'm not even gonna say I'm sure. I'm hoping specifically a couple of individuals who I'm hoping are not spending their time with the Giants next season. And then of course some people who maybe we want to stay but aren't necessarily gonna stay, hint hint, Wink Martindale. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well, because there's some news on that. But yeah, it's kind of like, it's a game that it doesn't really matter for us. It doesn't really matter for the Eagles, to be completely honest, because the Cowboys are playing the Commanders, and the Commanders are awful, and the Cowboys, you know, have to lose for them to even have a chance of winning the division, and Eagles are already in the playoffs. So it's an interesting one, but, well, I should say it's not really that interesting of a one, but Week 18, I mean, there's some fun contract incentives, stuff like that, and around the league, of course, besides the Giants, there's a lot of fun playoff matchups. I mean, I'm thinking of that Texans and Colts game, basically like win and you're in kind of thing. Reminds me a few years ago of that divisional battle. What was it, the Chargers and Raiders, where they both could have tied? I don't know if you remember that, Josh, where they both could have, if they tied, they'd both make the playoffs, or like one of them wins or whatever. And it actually ended up going to overtime, so that was crazy. So I'm hoping we get some nice playoff, you know, implication matchups here and some real nail biters, and I think that'll be fun. But, you know, I'm excited to see some of the younger guys. Like I said, I want to see this Giants team finish the season strong, and I think that's what I've been trying to go and say throughout this whole time, and I've just been kind of jumbling around with a whole bunch of different things, but I want to see this Giants team finish strong. Doesn't necessarily mean they need to win, but I just want to see, you know, key effort, some key performances. I want to see consistency, and I want to see Kayvon Thibodeau. I think that's a big one as well for me, because he's been so inconsistent the past few weeks, and I talked about in the Rams recap, he really needs to finish the season strong. And then some of the rookies, those young guys as well, I'd like to see finish strong. And, you know, that's all I can really hope for this one.
Let's get into the headlines here. First of all, on Monday, the New York Giants and Eagles game got flexed to 4:25, same time as the Cowboys versus Commanders game. So exciting stuff there. Not the Sunday Night Football game that Alex and I joked about what happened last week. Right tackle Tyree Phillips, unfortunately, we kind of saw this coming, got a torn. It's announced that he has a torn quad from last week's game against the Rams. He's going to require surgery. That's per Brian Daboll. And then, obviously, the news from that got released officially on Tuesday that Tyree Phillips was placed on IR, ending his season. And I do not know when Phillips will return, obviously, with a surgery, especially to a torn quad. It is a minimal of a few months. Hopefully he'll be ready to go by next season. And I mean, that's really all I have to say on that before I give it to Alex, who has a bunch more than I do for the Wednesday and Thursday headlines.
All right, getting into Wednesday, Brian Daboll named Tyrod Taylor, as the starter. Not surprising. Would have been very weird if they went back to Tommy DeVito after the Rams game, and they did not do that. So that is now confirmed. Gunnar Olszewski was named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Yes, you just heard me correctly. You were not dreaming. That is actually a thing that happened after his 94-yard punt return TD. Yes, that also happened against the Los Angeles Rams. Sterling Shepard's last game in a Giants uniform will most likely be on Sunday, he acknowledged. He said, probably going to be my last time there. Referring to the Giants locker room at MetLife Stadium. Saquon Barkley had another press conference, or I should say had another media interaction, and he said once again he wants to be a Giant for life, but he insisted that he does not want to be tagged, and also kind of hinted that he would be open to negotiating and talking with other teams outside of the Giants, which I guess is news for some people, but really, if the Giants weren't going to give him a long-term deal, then he really... It does make sense for him to go elsewhere, and I don't think it's as shocking of news as people are making it out to be, but I do get it. It's a dry news season for the Giants currently, so I do understand wanting to hype some stuff up. And then Dexter Lawrence, which I will hype up right now, actually made the Pro Bowl for the Giants, his second Pro Bowl. Saquon Barkley and Kayvon Thibodeau are alternates. Was Bobby Okereke snubbed, Josh? I'm going to ask you this question. Some people were saying on Twitter he was snubbed. Some people are really upset. What do you think?
No, I think, okay, here's the thing, right, with the Pro Bowl, and we'll talk about this. To me, all pro matters way more and is on a complete different level than the Pro Bowl. Obviously, it's a little bit of recognition when you go to the Pro Bowl, but ever since, I feel like it was already kind of a little bit of a quote-unquote joke, because the players who were attending the Super Bowl the following week wouldn't go, and then some players wouldn't even go in general because they just didn't feel like it in the game. Had all the quarterbacks coming in and all the wide running backs coming in and kind of rotating. And, you know, it's basically the NFL's version of an all-star game, right? That is what it is. So, I mean, are we really talking about a bunch of people getting snubbed from the NBA All-Star game every year? I mean, I guess from time to time, but it's not like that big of a deal. And then also now that it's literally a, what is it? I know the dodgeball tournament still happens. Is that what the Pro Bowl still is? And they just have the skills competition? And...
Well, last year they had like the Eli Manning and Peyton Manning coaching the teams, and they had like the skill thing, and then they also did the game. Oh, it was the flag football game. That's what it was,
yes,
Josh.
They didn't even do a tackle football game. So with that being said, I really don't. Maybe Bobby Okereke can get all pro honors. I don't expect that to happen, but I'm not too worried about him getting snubbed from the Pro Bowl. Congrats to Dexter Lawrence, though. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Okereke had a good season, but I'm waiting for those all pro discussions and that kind of thing as
you
well.
You think,
Josh,
he can get an all pro honor?
No, Bobby, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about generally, like, Pro Bowl isn't that big of a deal, kind of like what you're saying, Josh. So.
Sure.
I mean, here's the thing, right? The two best teams, the ones that make it to the Super Bowl, their players are not playing in the Pro Bowl. And if they're the ones who made it to the Super Bowl, obviously they're some of the best players. And say the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl is going to look a whole lot different than if they didn't. So that's always an interesting one. Like you said, it's kind of silly at this point. I feel like the NBA All-Star game still has like some fun to it because you have the dunk challenge, you have the three-point contest, and like, those things are a little bit more, I guess, talked about, and then the game itself always has some fun.
That's why the NFL tried to diversify itself by having this skills competition where, you know, the quarterbacks throw at the targets, and then they have the defensive linemen doing the like the dodging, the pads, and running through a sort of like a ninja warrior course, and then you have the wide receivers with the toe tap challenge and attempting different catches, and then the dodgeball because they try to make it more fun.
It's just not the same though. Like basketball,
no,
it's like
it's
you
not.
Know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a fun to watch skills challenge, but it's also, I don't even think they have it on like prime time. Like I feel like the skills challenge, it's at Saturday night for the NBA, where I feel like they throw on the football one at like a random time on a Friday or something. It's like at 3 p.m. or like 5 p.m. and I tape it and watch it again like another day or something.
Yeah, I mean the 3-point contest, I'm always tuning into that. The dunk contest, obviously, that's Saturday night every week. Every All-Star weekend, that's a huge thing. Everyone's talking about it. So anyway, we don't have to worry about the Pro Bowl. I don't think any of us are going to be watching respectfully. Saquon Barkley won the 2023 Media Good Guy Award. I saw a little tweet that showed, so basically I think last year was Julian Love who won the award. He's obviously gone. Leonard Williams won it the year before that. Someone else won it the year before that who's now gone. So it's kind of like a cursed thing. So is Saquon Barkley not going to be here next season? Because
is this a Talking Giants award, or is this an actual award?
No, this is an actual award by the beat reporters, not the Talking Giants.
Oh,
no,
really?
No, Josh, you are confusing the Kadarius Tony whatever award. I forget what it's
like
called.
That's
to beat
reporters.
That's given to a reporter.
From what I read, Media Good Guy Award sounds like something that Talking Giants would have made up. So
it actually is what it's called, which is kind of shocking. It has a longer name. It's like honoring a certain beat reporter, I do believe, in the name.
You don't have to research it. It's not that important.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But he won that this year for anyone who really cares about that. Moving on to some actual news here. Wink Martindale on Thursday, regarding his future, said those answers will come later in the week. In response to whether he will be here or not next season, he said, "I don't know why I wouldn't. You have those conversations." I'm assuming that conversation in the off season. And then to wrap it up here for some news, the Giants have re-signed QB Jacob Eason to the practice squad, and that may be due to Tyrod Taylor's appearance on the injury report. Josh, anything you want to say before I get into the injury report stuff?
I do not. There's not much to say. One more game this season, one more game. But
there you
we're
go.
Not even done talking about the game because Alex has the injury reports.
All right, injury reports, here we go. Giants, thank you for making it somewhat shorter for me this week. The Eagles also were reasonably short. Let's just get into it. Let's not preview the injury report at this point. Jason Pinnock with a toe injury, didn't practice either day. John Michael Schmitz with a shin injury, didn't practice on Wednesday, was limited on Thursday. Deontay Banks with a shoulder was limited both days. Hopefully showing that he will be able to play on Sunday after getting two limited practices in on Wednesday and Thursday, hopefully a full one on Friday. Carter Coughlin with the shoulder was limited both days. Darnay Holmes with a foot was limited both days. And Tyrod Taylor with a back injury was limited both days. and Dame Belton was out of practice on Thursday with a personal matter. For the Eagles now, Jordan Davis with an ankle injury didn't practice on Wednesday, but he was limited on Thursday. Hassan Reddick with an illness was out on Wednesday. Devontae Smith with an ankle injury was out both days. Zach Cunningham with a knee injury was limited on Wednesday, back at practice on Thursday in full capacity. Avante Maddox with an elbow injury was limited on Wednesday, full participant on Thursday. And Darius Slay with that knee injury was limited both days. And that is your Giants and Eagles injury report. All right, Josh, let's take a quick break and then come back to do our final week of the regular season NFL picks. It's a big one.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, back now, the Giant Take Podcast, final episode of, preview episode, of the 2023-2024 NFL season for the New York Giants, because even though it's a regular season, we're not making the playoffs. It is what it is. Let's talk about our NFL picks. Alex last week went 10-5. I went 8-7. Coming down to the wire now. So obviously after this week, we will not have the, not insane, but the normal amount of game slate that we would normally have with the NFL adding Super Wild Card Weekend, though. There still is a decent amount of games next week, but you know, once we get to the divisional round and the conference and then obviously the Super Bowl, the amount of games to select gets smaller and smaller. So these are where it really matters, right? We have no idea. Again, I said this last week, but I want to repeat myself. Alex and I have no idea. I don't calculate it until right at like the episode after the Super Bowl to see who won the NFL picks. So you just got to hope to get all these teams as much right as you can, as many right as you can, and especially in the playoffs too. All these teams are super good that are in the playoffs, right? You make the playoffs for a reason. So the 50-50 games are really there, which is something you don't really see in most games in the NFL season, or at least 50%, I feel like, of games are not toss-ups, especially late here. There's the really good teams versus really bad teams, etc. I'm going to stop talking now and get into our NFL picks, which I'll send to Alex for the 1 o'clock window. Actually, the two Saturday games. No Thursday Night Football this week. The two Saturday games first.
Yeah, well, with this week, you know, week 18, obviously some teams are going to rest their starters. Some teams, you know, may not rest their starters who are in playoff position. So it really depends, and you don't really know till, you know, their Friday, Saturday, that kind of period. But of course, we're recording here on Thursday, so we don't know. We can just make our best predictions about what they're going to do. And this is really a big one, the first one. Steelers, Ravens. The Ravens, a couple years back, obviously rested their starters. Then were very, very rusty in the divisional round as the one seed. Are they going to rest their starters again? That we have to wait and see. I'm going to have to guess they play them for maybe a quarter, maybe a half. I think that's probably a good compromise. That's what I read up from Steelers fan or from Ravens fans. See, Josh, I'm all locked in on this, bro. I've got every single detail. You understand? But I'm going to go with the Steelers because I think the Ravens will rest their starters mostly. So that's why I'm going to go with the Steelers. Josh is going with the Ravens. He thinks Lamar is going to play probably more than a quarter, which I think is definitely possible as well. Colts, Texans is the big one. Win and you're in. I've got the Colts. Josh has the Texans. Two rookie coaches going at it. Rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud, Gardner Minshew. A lot of fun players in that one. Moving to Sunday now, Jaguars against the Titans. We both got the Jags. Lions, Vikings. We both have the Lions. Saints, Falcons. We both have the Saints. Patriots, Jets. The Giants need a Pats win if they want to move up the NFL draft. I'm going for that. I'm going for a Patriots win. Let's go, Pats. And the Jets is who Josh has. And then Buccaneers, Panthers. There's no way the Panthers are winning another game. The Buccaneers are winning that one for both of us. And then Browns, Bengals. We both have the Browns. Browns could potentially rest their starters as well. So that's one to look out for.
Yeah, all this news circulating, Alex, and the Panthers with their owner too. That
I feel like I mentioned something about every single game, and then I just didn't mention anything about that one. But whatever.
Yeah, no, that Panthers organization is in shambles. I mean, if your owner just got charged or fined, I should say, $300,000, which is nothing for him, but $300,000 for throwing an alcoholic beverage on a fan or whatever the drink was, actually. I don't know if it was alcohol, but, you know, throwing the drink on the fan and then...
I'll tell you what, that, Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, and on the other hand, you know, you can't even fill up your stadium to 50% capacity. What are you doing? You're now deterring fans from coming to even more games, and your team just can't seem to figure it out, and we keep on rotating, but they keep on rotating who's going to be their starters, who's going to be their coach, and now they're sitting here again at 2-14. It's just, it's a poor sight in the NFL.
Yeah, and everyone's coming after Bryce Young like it's his fault. To be honest, he's in the worst situation I've seen for a rookie quarterback in a very, very, very long time. It is just awful for him. Even Daniel Jones had it better coming out.
Which is a lot to say, by the way, because Daniel Jones had a fight.
Daniel Jones' number one receiver in Golden Tate was a lot better than Bryce Young have now? Adam Thielen, maybe DJ Chark. Like, it's crazy. And then that offensive line's not been good. They have no running back, production. Defense is not playing well. Terrible coach. It's just crazy.
Sounds exactly
owner.
What a 2-14 team would sound like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Moving on to the 4 o'clock window of games, we have the Bears versus the Packers, both of the Packers winning that one. Unfortunately, in this Cowboys Commanders NFC East battle happening simultaneously with the Giants and Eagles, we both have the Cowboys winning that game. Broncos country, Alex thinks they're not riding this week.
They benched Russell Wilson, Josh. I'm anti-Broncos country. You know this.
I have the Broncos winning that game, but you picked them last week after they benched Russell Wilson. So
yeah, I don't think I was fully thinking through everything.
He didn't understand the severity of the situation. Seahawks versus Cardinals, both have the Seahawks winning that game. Rams versus 49ers. I saw an interview that Puka Nacua did with a Pat McAfee show, and they were asking him, like, you're riding momentum. Like, does anything feel like any team feel like they're going to stop you, even though the 49ers coming into at least last week saying we're the best team in the NFL? What do you have to say to that? And he's like, that doesn't even sound like a question to me. It just sounds more like a compliment. So thank you. Obviously, the Rams riding a 3-game winning streak. The 49ers getting could I use the word obliterated last week? I mean, or was it 2 weeks ago now at this point? 2 weeks ago.
What game
were
you talking about?
Monday
by
football.
The Ravens?
Monday Night Football against the Ravens, two weeks ago. They beat the Commanders last week. But I think that'll be a fun game.
I think
game.
Starters
I think
will be rested
game.
For both games, because I know Carson Wentz is starting for the Rams. So I'm going to guess the 49ers also have the one seed locked up. So it's probably going to be backups for both, but who knows?
We'll see. 49ers, we have winning that game, both of us do. And then Chiefs versus Chargers for the next game. Both of the Chiefs winning there. I feel like this is a must-win game for them, right? To get seeding-wise?
Chiefs, I think they're already in, and I think they won the division.
Well, I know they're in, but I think for standings-wise, if they want to bye, they're top of the AFC West, 10-6.
I don't think they can get a bye. The Ravens have it locked up at this point, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And then the final game is Sunday Night Football. No Monday Night Football, no Thursday Night Football. It's Bills versus Dolphins again.
Another win and you're in.
Literally. Alex has the Bills. I have the Dolphins. Interesting that you're going with the Bills there, but
the Dolphins just got killed this past week, if you do remember.
If you do remember, it is called bouncing back.
No bounce back. Bills.
No bounce back for you. Well, obviously not. Do you remember the week before that, though? They did beat the Cowboys.
That is true.
That is true. So anyway.
Did they beat the Cowboys?
Are you, like, questioning me?
I thought the Cowboys won.
No. Alex, do you not remember? It, like, came down to the wire between both teams. And
they ended up beating them
22-20. Late in the game. It was, wasn't it a...
I think it was a game-winning field goal, yeah.
From Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why we're talking about the Cowboys any more than we need to in this episode. That's going to do it for NFL picks. Let's go to the game that we're previewing here. Giants versus Eagles are players to watch. I have Saquon Barkley for the New York Giants. We talked about him earlier. What's going on with his contract? How does he feel in this team? What does he want his future to be with the Giants? Let's just think about the game right now. I just want to spoil the Eagles, okay? And the way we can do that is by utilizing the talents of Saquon Barkley. And he had one of his best games of the season against the Eagles in that loss a couple weeks ago, where he had 23 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown, which is only 3.5 yards per carry. I know everyone listening is like, okay, like that's not really that good. Well, for Saquon Barkley this season, it's been pretty good. So we'll have to see if he continues that. And I'm hoping he does play well in this game. Also, if he wants to earn a contract, whether it's with the Giants or another team, he's got to produce. Otherwise, he's not getting paid as much as these 20-something million dollars a year that he wants. So that's what I have to say there. And then the guy who killed us last week, or a couple weeks ago again, for the Eagles, my player to watch is Dallas Goedert. 7 catches for 71 yards he had. The most catches out of any Eagles player in the week that we played them that was the Christmas Day game. So I think we'll have to watch out for him and who's going to cover him, you know, on the outside, whether he's in the slot or lining up with the offensive line. We'll have to wait and see. But those are my two players to watch.
All right, starting with the Giants for me, I'm going to go with Darius Slayton. I was kind of hinting at this earlier. There's a lot of big contract incentives for players this week and none bigger than Darius Slayton. I believe Darius Slayton needs 4 receptions to earn another $250,000. And then I believe if he gets 47 more yards, if he gets 67 more yards, he gets another $250,000. And then if he gets 167 yards more than he has currently, he will get an additional $500,000. So a lot on the line here for Darius Slayton. Because of that, a game that doesn't really matter. I'm sure he's saying, hey, Tyrod, I need this extra cash. You know, I was a 5th-round pick. I didn't get a lot of money in my rookie contract. I need this. I know I just got a $12 million deal, but come on, let me get another $1 million today. And I think that's going to be an interesting one. We'll see how much he's involved here against the Eagles. And then for the Eagles, DeAndre Swift is my player to watch. The Eagles need to get this run game going as they want to head into the playoffs and really defeat some of these teams that are really strong in the defensive line department, such as the 49ers, such as the Cowboys. They need to run the ball, basically, and it can't just be on Jalen Hurts. They need production from their running backs. DeAndre Swift has been pretty good all season. Can he keep it up? And he needs a confidence booster here going into the playoffs. And I think the Giants, there's no better team to boost your confidence in your run game against than the Giants. So that's what I'm going to go for the Eagles there. So Darius Slayton and DeAndre Swift are my players to watch. And then my score prediction, I'm going with a close one. I don't know why. I'm going 26-20 for the Eagles. I don't know if it's going to be that close. It was pretty close last time. Who knows? At this point, it's week 18. I have no idea.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to go along with the point of Alex. It's week 18, and I just don't see the Giants giving enough effort in this game to actually compete with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's why I'm going with a 34-17 Philadelphia Eagles win. I think it's going to be a very underwhelming ending of the season where Giants fans are kind of going to be sitting there after the game like there's no development, there's nothing we can do, get rid of people, you know, we're kind of be like I can already imagine it now on Twitter after the Giants lose by 20 plus points and it's like we can't build off of this, there's a fire everyone, you know,
type
of ending to the 5-12 season it could possibly be. With that being said, we'll have to wait and see what happens, but we appreciate you for listening thus far, and continue listening, like I said, here to the Giant Take podcast. We will have off-season coverage throughout the Giants off-season. Subscribe wherever you're listening. Follow us on our social platforms at the Giant Take Pod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Alex on Twitter at AnOrient23. I'm on Twitter at JoshLO29, and you can rate us also on those platforms, like I said earlier, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars. We'd really appreciate it. Alex, oh, that'll all be in the description as well. Alex, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Like you mentioned, Josh, as long as after the game, no one is calling for Brian Daboll's head and Wink Martindale's head and Mike Kafka's head and John Mara's head or whoever it may be, as long as we're not all losing it on Twitter, I think it'll be okay. I'm just hoping that's not the case, like you said. Hope everyone has a delightful and fun last week of the NFL season. And, you know, we'll be back recapping this one for a final recap of the season. And like you said, Josh, a lot of exciting stuff coming this offseason. So make sure to stay tuned. It's not all doom and gloom for the Giants going forward, even though it may seem like it. We'll see you next time. Peace.